This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is an amazing guy, and I don't know where he's been my whole life. I've been on here 28 years, and finally my producer said, hey, you ought to get Wayne Allen Root on. I said, of course, I love that guy. Turns out he loves us, so he's got a lot to say. He did a powerful interview with President Trump yesterday. We'll have some excerpts of that, but I really wanted him on about his big article in Town Hall that we also posted because I wanted to get it out. Didn't ask permission either. It's too life-saving. Dealing with what I just told the New York Times about the complete failure and disaster of the COVID-19 vaccine. I've had that reposted with a link to Town Hall on the front page of InfoWars.com. But I was watching Owen last night, a rebroadcast of his show, and thought he did a really good job covering what Bill Maher had to say last Friday night. So here's that clip, then we'll go to Wayne Allen Root.
First, I want to go to this video from Bill Maher's show over the weekend. Now, obviously, Bill Maher is a liberal, and most of the guests he gets on are liberals or Democrats. And so you'll hear this, and you think, well, that's kind of common sense. That's kind of old news. Why are you playing Bill Maher saying that? Well, when leftists and liberals start to realize that this system is going to eat them alive, too, that's a good sign. So I don't care if it's too little, too late. I don't believe that that's the case. I think the left waking up, liberals waking up to all of this, whether they like us or hate us or whatever, them realizing that they're in the crosshairs of this global government tyranny, too, is the big realization that their lives are going to be destroyed as well as the big realization. So the street urchins out there will be irrelevant. But influential liberals like Bill Maher starting to realize it and talk common sense and truth is a good sign. So here's a conversation from his show this weekend on masks and the difference between Democrat states and Republican states.
I'm not sure what the latest Dr. Fauci thing was on Halloween. He's changed his mind a lot, but I think it was go and do it. I hope so, because it certainly has been my position since the beginning of this. Just resume living. Come on. The 15 of 100,000, that's where we are cases in California. 15 cases per 100,000 people. I know some people seem to not want to give up on the wonderful pandemic, but you know what? It's over. There's always going to be a variant. You shouldn't have to wear masks. I haven't had a meeting with my staff since March of 2020. Why? I don't know, the state, the corporate, whoever it is. I know, because you're a senator and you shouldn't hear bad language. I forget. But really, I mean, also vaccine, mask, pick one. You got to pick. You can't make me mask if I've had the vaccine.
I have broken up with COVID. It's not working for me anymore. I stayed home the first year. I was a good girlfriend. He was a little abusive. Then I got the vaccine. Right. I walked out of the CVS. I hadn't been that thrilled coming out of a drugstore since I got the birth control pill in 1981. Going to need this every day, but when I do need it, it's on board. And then I barely got there, and it was like, oh, it's Delta. So I can't keep up. I have cancer. I'm triple vaxxed. If it gets me, fair play to it, because it will put up a fight against me, but I'm not staying in my house again.
There you go. Well, you're down with that, because it's the Democrats who seem to be, I mean, I travel in every state now, back on the road, and the red states are a joy, and the blue states are a pain in the ass, for no reason.
Now, again, that's a very influential liberal, Bill Maher, been around for a long time, big show on HBO, Democrat guests. And so when he's promoting the basic common sense thing, again, I don't care if it's a year and a half too late, hey, let's not lock ourselves in our homes. Let's not live in fear of a virus. Let's not give up our rights. Let's not give up our sanity. And by the way, me as a Democrat, I'd rather be in a red state than a blue state because Democrats are making it hell. So see, it's time for a major look in the mirror from the left and the Democrat voters and liberal progressives, and understand that this giant system that they've set up for COVID. It'll be climate change next. It's going to entrap and destroy all of us. There's no future for any of us if we don't reject it together.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated high-quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Again, it has that cutting-edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Trump is doing a lot more interviews with the real grassroots, that, by the way, most of the time has bigger audiences in places like CNN and NBC and even Fox. The frequent guest and contributor over at Fox, Wayne Allen Root, best-selling author, CEO, businessman, American patriot, got an in-depth interview with the president yesterday and actually asked him some good questions. The full interview is posted up on InfoWars.com. It's also at RootForAmerica.com. And I really like the fact that he brought up Cloward and Piven, because the vaccine mandates and all of this is designed to make the economy fall apart, to finally defeat capitalism by making people poor and destitute. That's the Democrat plan. That's the Great Reset plan of Klaus Schwab. And almost no Republicans will even talk about it. Not any of them, really. Not Senator Paul, not Josh Hawley, not Ted Cruz. And these are all smart people. Why won't they talk about Klaus Schwab and the UN admitting that big elite corporations are shutting down the world economy to consolidate control? Well, Wayne Allen Root brought it up. It's a long exchange, but here's part of it, then we'll go to our guest.
A border like that would be the greatest embarrassment in the history of a country. I think Afghanistan tops it. But what's happening to the border long term, that's going to be the worst thing that's happened to this country. Millions and millions, probably 10, 12 million people will be in the first year. Because I believe that. I believe you multiply times anywhere right. from 5 to 7.
It's an invasion.
And I think you're going to have 10 to 12 million people in here.
It's an invasion. It's incredible. Now, listen, I went to
Columbia. It's an invasion.
I don't know if you know, I went to Columbia University. I was the guy who originally talked about going to Columbia with graduating in 83 with Barack Obama as my classmate. And we all learned a strategy called Cloward Piven. Two Columbia professors, husband and wife, and they said, we want to destroy America, make it into a socialist nation, and we'll do it by getting everyone on welfare and bankrupting the system and collapsing the economy, and then suddenly all the businessmen are on their knees begging government to save them, and the whole nation has embraced socialism. It's happening right now, President Trump. The border is the way they're doing it. They're bankrupting the country by letting in millions of people who want welfare from cradle to grave.
Yep. Well, at first I thought it was gross incompetence, and then I realized, you know, they could have built the wall in a month. It could have been finished in 2 weeks to a month.
That's right. It's all being done by design. It's not just that Biden is incontinent and doesn't know who he is. He was chosen for that so they could claim it was that. No, this is deliberate. Wayne Allen Root is here striking at the root, because if we don't understand this is deliberate, we're going to lose this war. If we don't know we're in a war, we're going to get our ass handed to us. So, Wayne, thanks for helping raise the alarm. I listened to the whole interview. You guys get more into it. So thank God that you're trying to get Trump to start speaking about this.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him to think about vaccines, too. I didn't want to get too in his face about vaccines. He loves them. He thinks they're great. I don't. I think they're a disaster. I think they're the worst mistake and probably the only real mistake he ever made, other than the fact that in 4 years as president, he never got voter ID. And that was a tragic mistake, because the entire rigged election could have been prevented with voter ID. So that was his first mistake. And the second one was vaccines. But it wasn't a mistake, because he acted like a general. like a wartime general. And he pushed it through when no one else could have done it. And I understand why he's bragging about that. But as part of pushing it through like a wartime general to save America, he pushed through the vaccine too quickly. He listened to one of the worst human beings ever, Dr. Fauci. He believed him that it's a good vaccine. They didn't do double-blind studies. They didn't do 10 years of research. They have no idea what it's going to do to the average person a month from now, a year from now, or 5 years from now. So those were his only two mistakes. But I pushed him as far as I could on vaccine mandates and the border. And he agreed that even though he loves the vaccine, the mandates are terrible and they're hurting this country and tearing it apart. So I got him to agree on that. I got him to agree that the border is not incompetence. It's not a mistake. It's not a coincidence. It is a purposeful attempt to destroy the United States of America.
And Wayne, so, Wayne, we're going to get to that clip coming up in a little while, but I just want to get back to the 35,000-foot view of what's going on with Trump. Everybody, out of 156 that he's endorsed, only two have lost. He's getting a lot of good people elected. We need him. Just because he's made some mistakes, he's not, you know, the enemy. We don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. But he needs to know, and I know you brought this up, he's losing major grassroots support with this ongoing support of this. He needs to come out and say, I was lied to by Fauci. There are real problems, and people will understand, and they will not blame him. He's not a scientist. He wasn't the doctor. But every day he stays connected to this disaster. Internal memos, as you know, are coming out from Big Pharma. They know they're going to have to get rid of these CEOs. A bunch of people are probably going to go to jail. So this is a disaster, and Trump needs to decouple himself from this runaway train right now.
Yeah, and I mentioned again and again that the really big problem is the vaccine mandates. Okay, if you want to take it, if you're a liberal, I watched that clip you showed from the Bill Maher show, and I like Bill Maher. He's, you know, he's an honest liberal and a credible liberal. He actually, from time to time, sounds like you and me. Sounds
he's
like
for free speech. When everybody said he platformed Alex, yeah. He said no, Alex Jones gets to speak.
Yeah, and not because he likes you and me. You know, he's not a good guy. It's not that. It's because he knows that if they come after Alex Jones and Wayne Root, they're coming after him next. So it's really a very selfless thing, but it's done for a selfish reason. Bill Maher is a smart guy, and he understands they're coming for him, too. So he's got to fight on behalf of you and me. And that's good. As long as he's willing to do that, I say, great. Love you, Bill. You know, cool. But I think the vaccine mandate is so much more important than the vaccine. If liberals like his dumb guest, Bill Maher's guest, is a moron. She said, I've had cancer, and I went and I got that vaccine, and it was the happiest day of my life other than birth control. She's a moron, okay? She may be a dead moron soon. She doesn't even care about the stats at VAERS. She doesn't know what's going on. She doesn't see Israel, England, all the countries of the world that have put out stats about the vaccine. People are dying. People are getting COVID. People are getting sick. People are getting hospitalized. And they're dying of COVID after being double vaxxed. So she doesn't understand the truth about the vaccine. And she doesn't want to see. She listens to government. Biggest mistake anyone could ever make. It's so amazing to me that people listen to government. Government lies. Always. Government's only interest is in government's best interest. They don't give a damn about you and me.
Absolutely. You know, I sent your article that you wrote a few days ago for Town Hall out to a lot of prominent people, and one of them said he's going to cover it on his well-known podcast. But I think it's the best article. It's not too long. It's all documented. It has links to all of it. What I just told the New York Times about the complete failure and disaster of the COVID-19 vaccine, well, a lot of people are driving down the road, they're listening to this as a podcast later on an airplane or whatever, but they don't have time to go read your whole article. But so when we come back, let's walk through what's in your story. In fact, let's get started now. This is a very, very important article, and it just points out that even if you say they meant well with these shots, it's now a complete failure. And the New Zealand Prime Minister had this posed to her at a press conference. She just shut the press conference down when the person pointed out that Israel is the most populous country with the highest statistic for being so-called vaccinated, and they have the highest rate of infection, hospitalization, and death. That's something they can't get out of.
Right. Look, no one is saying, Alex, that COVID isn't real, because I'm getting married in 3 weeks, by the way. The president was talking about that. That's another thing that points out what a great guy he is. I've done hundreds of interviews with important people and world leaders and presidents and senators and governors, and not one of them ever knew anything about me personally. Not one of them ever sent a nice note that I could read.
Oh, listen, I got remarried, and I don't know how he found out. He calls my wife up when we're in Hawaii.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he's
something an amazing else. Guy. Amazing guy. He sent a letter for me to read out loud to the guests at the wedding. And then when the interview was over, he sent a personal note to me, a handwritten. He's a very unique individual. Nobody else is like that. But listen, we know COVID exists. My wife-to-be got COVID and was sick, but got better. Took ivermectin and got better. And my three other relatives of mine got very...
Hold on. Stay there, Wayne. Let's come back to that. Let me just throw this point in before we go to break. John Oliver 3 weeks ago said it's fake news. There is no cure to COVID, not even the vaccine. Well, wait a minute. What's natural immunity? That is the cure. I had it. My folks had it. Most of the crew had it. Yes, we have the cure to COVID. It's called our immune system and giving it the tools it needs. Wayne Allen Root's our guest. We're going to get his amazing article, and we're going to also play more clips of his big interview with President Trump on the other side. Stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live Tuesday, November 2nd, transmission. Now remember, the entire leftist, globalist, corporate combine is trying to take this show off the air. They're trying to take Tucker Carlson off the air. They're trying to shut us all down, but because of you, we're still on air. But remember, share with people you know the local radio station you're listening to and support that station, or the local TV station, or tell people about Infowars.com/show, or Band.Video, where we have built our own independent outpost that is having a giant effect. But the only way we get out of the phantom zone and reach people outside of our awareness, outside of the InfoWars family, is you. You are the emissaries. You are the ambassadors. You are the equivalent of the missionaries that are going to bring light to the dark of the night. Wayne Allen Root, best-selling author, syndicated radio host, great patriot, just interviewed President Trump yesterday. This is a shorter segment, long segment coming up, but I wanted to start getting back into your big article, what I just told the New York Times about the complete failure and disaster of the COVID-19 vaccine. You just lay the cold, hard facts out that they can't deny, and then they have no way to respond to you when, again, they'd reached out to you. And then, meanwhile, in the UK, they've got a bill introduced where if they say it's false info about the vaccine, you get 2 years in prison. And they've got new fake reports out that I'm going to cover more after you leave us, but I'm mentioning it to you. COVID vaccine stronger than natural immunity, new CDC study suggests. And then, of course, you read it, nothing backs it up. And we have hundreds of other studies about natural immunity, period, not just with COVID, but across the board being better. They are really, really desperate. So, Wayne Allen Root, please continue.
Well, you know, there's two things that Democrats live by. You mentioned at the beginning of the show, Alex, Cloward and Piven. That's how they destroy the United States. Open borders, supply chain disruptions, the Green New Deal, massive taxes, corporate taxes twice as high as China. The list goes on and on. Vaccine mandates, in my opinion, the single worst of all of them. Vaccine mandates are the Trojan horse that's going to put the middle class out of business. Here's a phrase for you I thought up overnight. They wanted to defund the police. This is how they're defunding the police, the fire, the paramedics, and defunding the middle class. This is their dream, to defund the middle class by making us all lose our jobs. So the vaccine mandate is that. But that's Cloward Piven. Let me give you the other one they live by. Saul Alinsky rules for radicals. Look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame the other guy for it. And that's what they're doing with this misleading medical information. They're lying. But then when we tell the truth, they call our truth misleading. That's exactly what they're doing in America, in England, in Australia, all over the world. We're not the ones misleading. We're merely stating facts. So I didn't try and debate the New York Times with 1,000 reasons that I know why this vaccine is dangerous and deadly. I simply quoted theirs, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which, by the way, I never heard of in my life till COVID. And it's been around for 35 years or so, and it's never been challenged by doctors, medical experts, scientists, or any liberal. They all believed it was true till now. Now it conveniently or inconveniently disrupts their plans to vaccinate or jab everybody with an experimental for emergency use only jab that is killing people, and they don't want you to know about it. So now they're maligning theirs. Oh, it means nothing. Oh, it's just people writing in. They're not necessarily right. The CDC has to investigate it. Wait a minute. In history, there was never more than 20, 30 people ever killed on theirs from a vaccine. And maybe they investigated, and some of them were true, but a lot of them were.
And again, they suspended vaccines for less than a dozen deaths before. Now, tens of thousands, they just say, let's not discuss it.
17,000. And by the way, Harvard. Is any liberal hate Harvard? My daughter went to Harvard, by the way. And Harvard did a study. Only 1/100th of vaccine deaths and injuries are actually reported to VAERS because it takes 40 minutes to fill it out. And if you're dead, no one cares. You're dead, and the doctor doesn't want to write about it and give up 40 minutes of his day and report that he killed someone.
Exactly.
With
it's always so much, much higher. Speaking of Harvard, well, like you said, their studies show it's much, much higher.
Right, so it could be at least 170,000 dead, Alex. It could be more. In the past, it's been as much as only 1% reported, so you have to multiply by 100, and you'd have 1.7 million deaths. Let's assume that's not true here. Let's assume it's very high profile, the COVID jab. So more reporting. Let's give them credit that it's at least 17,000, might be as high as 170,000 dead. If they suspended vaccines in the past, for 30 people who died, why do they not care that there's 17,000 dead now? Why do they not care that there's 750,000 adverse effects, including, I believe it was 82,000 hospitalizations, 18,000 life-threatening events? Come on, strokes, heart attacks, blood clots, terrible herpes and shingles outbreaks. This vaccine is doing great damage, and it's all now. Right after you got it. Who knows how bad it's going to get a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. There were no double-blind studies done. Millions could die, or maybe it'll just be thousands more. But we've never allowed a vaccine to do this much damage in history without criticism, without debate, without discussion. That's the definition of science. Not misleading. That's science. You're supposed to allow debate. They don't want debate. They're for intolerance. They're for dictatorship. They're for authoritarianism. They're for Nazi and Soviet-like behavior when it comes to what they believe in. Very disconcerting.
Wayne Allen Root, let me ask you this question. And for those that don't know, you were responding to the New York Times asking you questions about, oh, are you going to support disinformation? What do you think about it? And you just countered him like, hey, here's the facts. And so don't expect him to publish, you know, any of your response probably. But what do you, you're a smart guy. You've been around a few, you know, the blog a few times. What do you think the establishment's going to do and Big Pharma's going to do as they just keep doubling down and trying to censor and threatening arrest of anybody that exposes them? But more and more scientists come forward, more and more doctors, more and more victims. I mean, I can just see down the road here that they're going to destroy themselves. Why are they doing this?
Well, I think it's greed mostly. You know, there, a lot of people believe it's about depopulation. I don't know. Look, I'm not going to make cast aspersions. One thing I think is safe to say, it's about greed. They're all getting rich, filthy rich. They're making billions of dollars. The vaccine companies, the drug companies, Big Pharma.
This is the most money Big Pharma's ever made. I mean, it's insane.
Right. Most money that they've ever made, and they're passing it out. You know there's a 10% finder's fee to all the politicians that are enabling this. Come on, I'm in business. Anybody who helps me, I give a 10% commission or 10% finder's fee. You know they're doling out hundreds of millions of their billions to make sure all the FDA guys, all the executives, all the officials, all the bureaucrats, all the politicians, all the lawyers, all the doctors are in on the game, and they all get filthy rich.
Well, also look at big tech is heavily invested. Apple, right. Google, Facebook, right. Twitter, they have huge positions in these vaccine companies and they have a total conflict of interest and then censor all of us when we try to point out what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, I make guesses as to why some of these things are happening. They're just guesses, but I'm a smart guy. Most of what I say on radio and TV has, in fact, come true or been proven right. Here's a guess. I think they want everyone vaccinated because if half the population, or, you know, 30 to 50% never take the jab and half do, there's your control group. You can prove millions are dying, and the ones who took it aren't dying.
That's right. Stay there. Stay there. We'll talk about
it. Comes at the end of October every year and only runs for 2 weeks. It's what I call the Black Friday comes early super blowout sale with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling products. Brain Force Plus, sold out for almost 8 months, back in stock, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's even better than the last formula with chaga mushrooms and turmeric and just everything. It's so good. It's now available again. 20% off. Ultra 12, 60% off. Alpha Power, 40% off. Knockout, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Pure Turmeric Extract Bodies, 40% off. Activated Charcoal Toothpaste and Mouthwash, 50% off. And it goes on and on and on. Storable Foods, 10% off. Last time of the year that deal's happening. It's all available now at InfoWarsStore.com. The Black Friday sale comes early. It's going right now for the next 2 weeks, and it supports the InfoWar. Take action now and get prepared.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
And Wayne Allen Root, best-selling author, syndicated talk show host, just fresh off a big interview with President Trump yesterday, put on a clip of that in a moment, is with us. And you hit a key point up against the break. And this is what I've been told by doctors and scientists and insiders, is that they want everybody injected with this mRNA. It's part of a revolution where they just want to bypass normal checks and balances. There's even C-SPAN interviews with Fauci in 2019 saying that. They played those clips. And this is really their revolution of just bringing dangerous drugs and products to market. And that they want no real studies or tests out there. So it's a wild, wild west, and that's why they don't want a control group. So for listeners that just tuned in and don't know what a control group is, you're also a successful businessman, so you study this stuff. What is a control group, and why is this so important?
Well, if everybody gets the jab, I won't even call it a vaccine. It doesn't deserve to be called a vaccine because the COVID vaccine is an experimental for emergency use only jab. And it's very, very frightening, very dangerous, in my opinion. And most of all, we just don't know. From the very beginning, I didn't call it dangerous because I had no idea. I just called it, we don't know. I told my listeners, I'm not saying don't get it. I'm saying just wait a little bit and see what happens. People are dying left and right. Great friend of mine just died the other day. Wonderful, wonderful person. You can never prove why he died, but he had a stroke and a heart attack in his 40s and died. And he'd never been sick a day in his life, and he was vaccinated. I don't know that the vaccine killed him. They'll never prove it. They'll never admit it. But I sure think the vaccine killed him. And my fans send me stories by the hundreds every week of friends and family that have died very quickly after getting the vaccine. And so let's say the cancer is dramatically up among everyone.
By the way, let me just interrupt you. And you're right. What you're seeing, what I'm seeing is anecdotal. But you know where this is going next. I'm probably interrupting. You're about to go there. In German studies, in British studies, in UK studies, in Canadian studies, in U.S. studies, in Israeli studies, all over the world, major medical associations are saying we're seeing cancer off the chart. We're seeing heart attacks, myocarditis off the chart. We're seeing record number of heart attacks and problems in young people we didn't see before. And suddenly there's ads everywhere saying heart attacks and strokes in children and young people's normal. No, it's not. So please continue.
Yeah, well, first of all, there was a study in England that just came out that proves, at least this study proves, I'll be very fair, that each month that you, after you get the vaccine, your immune system degenerates. It declines. And so a year from now, you can expect massive declines in anyone who's been jabbed, according to this study, not according to Wayne Root. And therefore, you can expect higher cancer rates, more heart attacks, more strokes, more blood clots, more health problems in general, more autoimmune disease. So that's the study, not me. I'm just quoting a study from the UK government that this declines, deteriorates, hurts, destroys your immune system every month that goes by after you've gotten the jab. Back to the control group. So if everybody's sick and everybody got the jab, you can't blame the jab. You don't know why everybody's sick, why cancer has skyrocketed, why heart attacks have skyrocketed. But if this group that got the jab, half of America, has skyrocketing cancer, skyrocketing heart disease, skyrocketing strokes, then this group didn't get the jab. Their rates are exactly the same. You can prove the jab is doing it. They don't want that. So if everybody gets vaccinated, there'll be no control group, and they can't prove that one group is sicker than the other, and that's the group that got the jab.
Exactly. They've turned this plague loose in the community, and because it was never studied from the beginning, they can then act like they don't know why suddenly this is happening. But it's as obvious as the nose on my face, or is the sky being blue at high noon that this is going on? Again, where do you expect this to go? Because they're getting their global ID out of it. They're getting their hundreds of billions of dollars of new profit. They're getting all these new illnesses that the medical system will be able to take care of. They're getting clouded and pivoted by getting the police and firefighters and nurses to all be fired or quit. I mean, really, what they want, they're getting out of this so far, because I guess the establishment that greenlit this whole thing thinks they won't be held accountable.
Well, what they want is obviously Australia. Look how bad it's gotten in Australia. If you violate their COVID mandates, they're now going after your bank accounts. It's a disaster.
Your house. Now they're saying they're going to take your house.
Right. It's beyond the pale. Now, I don't believe in my heart they're ever going to win like that in America, Alex, because there'll be a revolution or a civil war here before that happens. Our people are not like Australians or British or any other
country. Why are we different? Because people can always say America's not free enough, and you know, but now we see out of the whole world, we're one of the freest countries saying no, and it's all the blue areas that are looking more like Australia.
Yeah, I've always argued that we're a nation of immigrants. Everybody originally was from somewhere else. And being a nation of immigrants, people had to risk death to get here. Death on dirty ships, death from disease, death from tyrants, death from criminals along the way, rape. Everybody that comes here is a fighter. Everyone. At least everyone that came here legally, I love. And we've got fighting in our blood. And I don't believe we're giving up all of our rights without a massive fight. And I do believe they're lying about how many people have been vaccinated. I don't think it's anywhere near 70, 80%. I think it's,
it's come out in studies in England that they exaggerate about 15, 20 points. You're absolutely right. They're exaggerating the numbers.
Right. It's 50-50 at best, and that's because every liberal has gotten jabbed, and a few conservatives who listened to President Trump and trusted that it's a good vaccine made the mistake of taking it. That's the group that's about 50, and then 50% hasn't, and that combination who hasn't is a majority of conservatives, and believe it or not, a large portion of blacks and Hispanics.
Oh, I know. The media is trying to say that blacks and Hispanics are dumb. John Oliver says, oh, they're ignorant communities. He actually says that because they won't take it. No, they know about secret experimentation. They know about problems, and they can see the people getting sick. I mean, look at Ice Cube turning down $9 million before he'd take the shot. Kaepernick saying the NFL slavery. No, any business saying you've got to have this for your job, that's slavery.
Yeah, look, I happen to be Jewish by birth, you know, 100%, two Jewish parents, four Jewish grandparents, and I love the Jewish people, but it's amazing to me that they vote mostly Democrat, because the lesson they should have learned, my people should have learned from Nazi Germany and Rome and Egypt, is that government is never good. Government is never on your side. Government is generally evil. Government does not care about any one individual. Government is out for itself. Government will lie about anything in order to get you.
Well, that's another question. What in the hell? I mean, we know the UK is a police state. France is a police state. Singapore is a police. What's Israel doing with just the second worst country, in my opinion, after Australia, when it comes to COVID tyranny?
Very sad. You know, the regular guest on my show is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. I assume he's been on your show.
Absolutely.
As well. He's great. Orthodox Jew from upstate New York. And he's someone who believes that this is just outright mass murder. He believes Fauci's a mass murderer. He believes this is all purposeful to kill off the population, and it's horrible. You know, I just think it's about greed. I think it's terrible greed. Everyone's getting rich. And a lot of the doctors don't know how bad the side effects are. They're just collecting big money from big pharma, and they want to keep the gravy train going. I'm trying to be nice, Alex. I'm trying to see the best in people, not the worst. I have a hard time believing every doctor is a mass murderer. I just don't believe that.
Most of the doctors are just under peer pressure.
Yeah, they're scared to death they'll lose their medical license if they ever speak out and say, five of my patients died, maybe we should not be doing this, we should be suspending it. They'll lose their license. So they're scared to death on one hand. That's the carrot, and that's the stick. And the carrot is they're getting paid a lot of money by Big Pharma, and it's a combination of those two. But I don't think they're mass murderers. What's happening is very bad. I think all of this is about the vaccine mandate. They wanted to get to the point where they make you lose your job over the vaccine. That's the defunding of the middle class. They wanted to defund the police. Now they're defunding.
That's it. They wanted Clark and Pippen. They wanted direct capitalism so people would accept the new socialism, which is what Klaus Schwab says. He said the next great reset is going to be climate carbon, and we're going to shut down the West. That's the plan. Let's talk about that when we come back and talk about his new book on how to peacefully counter this with Wayne Allen Root. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Segment with Wayne Allen Root. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very thankful for all of our great affiliates out there and all the listeners also spreading the word, because, again, if you don't do that, we're going to lose this fight. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. I just walked back again to the break room and got myself just an inch or two of coffee because it's so good. I don't want to spoil myself here. And I was watching OAN, and they had Manchin on, saying, this Build Back Better, by the way, that's the UN slogan, Klaus Schwab, Davos Group, slogan, will destroy the country. And if they keep doing this, we're going to go bankrupt and they're going to kill the dollar. The world's already starting to pull out of the dollar, which is true. But that's like telling somebody who's trying to burn your house down because they want the insurance money or whatever that they should stop. Biden administration calls for more oil production as long as it's not in America. He kills our pipeline, but greenlights the Nord Stream 2 Russian pipeline. It's just so transparent. Open borders. $450,000 to each person separated from their family, he's proposing. This is what globalism is. America and Australia and New Zealand and the UK and Canada aren't open for business because we were seen as Western free nations. And the globalists want to break that. And so that's why when I say, oh, Wayne Allen Root, you're so smart to get Trump on and bring up Clard and Piven to him and try to get him to understand that, they didn't say it's on purpose, because Trump's always, oh, they're incompetent, they're morons. And I'm going to give Trump credit. Of course, the stock market went up. Of course, a bunch of jobs came back. Because the world knew America's open for business again. Biden's telling the world it's not open for business. That's globalism. They've all invested in China. So, again, if we don't get a congressional awakening and a gubernatorial awakening and a legislative awakening and a population awakening to the fact that globalism is a corporate war to shut down the West, to buy us up for pennies on the dollar. We're going to lose. This is economic war. It's what COVID-19 power grab's about. It's the Great Reset. Schwab wrote a damn book a year and a half ago saying it. So, Wayne, I'm ranting, but you're an influential guy, and I think every other influential person should get with the program. I saw Joe Rogan at dinner 2 weeks ago. You got to cover Great Reset. I tell Tucker Carlson that. Now, I'm not trying to, like, name drop here, but that we need to get prominent people up front on this issue.
Are you sure you and I are brothers from another mother? We must be. I mean, seriously, you sound like me and I sound like you. It's kind of scary, but we understand what's going on. I brought up two more things to Trump that I think your audience needs to know. Number one, I brought up that, you know, not only does Biden approve of pipelines all over the world, including Russia to Germany, but not in America. But he also approves of walls all over the world. And Congress has funded walls for Turkey and Jordan and Lebanon to keep them safe from their enemies.
And for his beach house. And for Biden's beach house.
Incredible. Biden's beach house at everyone's house. Listen, I lived for years. I've made some good money in my life. Thank God. God bless America. God bless capitalism. I lived in a beautiful mansion in Las Vegas at a place called Anthem Country Club. You know who my neighbor was a block away? Harry Reid. Do you know what surrounds Anthem Country Club?
Wall.
First of all, a wall. Second of all, a fence. Third of all, a gate. Fourth of all, armed guards. And fifth of all, a sign at the guard gate with the armed guards that says you can't get in without federal government-issued photo ID. And Harry Reid chose to live there while he was carrying Obama's water up the hill and passing all the horrible bills that he did. This is the hypocrisy of liberals. We all want walls to protect our families and our beautiful children and our spouses. We all need walls. Why doesn't America need a wall? But I brought up to Trump that also the big one, because he's so big on vaccines. I said, do you understand voter ID is what beats you in the election? Voter ID is what we need. Mexico has voter ID. Mexico requires thumbprint and photo ID from the federal government. Yet liberals have called it racist for 40 years. But now every restaurant, every bar, every sporting event, every business, every hotel, everything you walk into in New York and L.A. requires vaccine passport and federal government issued photo ID.
You got to show more ID to get a hamburger or an iced tea than you do to vote.
And that's not Gestapo. That's not government asking for papers 100 times a day versus once every 2 years for a federal election for 5 minutes. This is insanity. And then I brought up my book, which I'm going to bring up again on your show. Not because I'm trying to make money, although I am. It's capitalism.
Sure, what's wrong with that? No, but it's a blueprint for victory, adopting some of the left's tactics.
Yeah, so the book is the book is called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And I do believe I have one of the answers. There are many answers. But the Southwest pilots took my advice, and the American Airlines pilots this weekend, it wasn't about weather. They were on strike. They're lying to you. I know the pilots. They wouldn't fly the planes because of the vaccine mandate. My book recommends the philosophy and the strategy of Dr. Martin Luther King. We've got to fight back with strikes and boycotts and protests and gunk up the system and stop these companies from making money and civil disobedience. We cannot comply. We must resist. He's an illegitimate president. Isn't that what liberals said about Trump? So I'm not saying anything wrong. They said the same thing about Trump.
Well, that's right. And as nationalists or as conservatives or as capitalists or as Christians or just as Americans, we think it's mean to call a company and tell them our mind. No, we're not threatening like the leftists. We're not trying to deplatform. We're simply letting people know our views. And as you point out in your book, it has incredible effects. So we have to stop being quiet. Like the Bible says, stop hiding your light under a bush.
And the Bible also says the squeaky wheel gets the oil. And that's the way we have to fight. Like gay activists, like transgender activists, like feminists, like black activists, like civil rights activists, like activists for illegal aliens. They fight like crazy men and women, like cornered wolverines. And they boycott and they threaten and they intimidate. But we will never do violence. Never do violence.
That's right. We're not going to burn everything down at mostly peaceful protests.
No, never. Never, only peaceful, but with our money, With our purses and with our wallets, we can bring these companies to their senses.
I agree. We've got about a minute left. Wayne Allen, really glad you came on. You're always on fire. What else is on your radar? What do you think is going to happen in Virginia?
Well, look, I'm worried in Virginia the same way I was worried about the presidential election, the same way I was worried a couple months ago about Larry Elder and the Newsom recall in California. You can win, but if it's rigged, you lose.
I totally agree with you. In fact, they're saying, we're not going to, it'll look like the Republicans going to win, but we're going to have mail-in ballots. It might take a few days again.
Right. So, again, he's ahead in every poll, Youngkin. He's ahead our Republican candidate in every poll now. McAuliffe's a horrible candidate. He said awful things. He thinks parents are disgusting. He thinks white teachers should be fired.
He just said yesterday there's too many white teachers.
He's nuts. But he's talking like a man who knows the election is rigged. He doesn't care. If it's rigged, then he can say whatever he wants and he gets away with it. So the question is, will Youngkin win tonight? And then 5 days later, McAuliffe wins. That's what I'm worried about, another rigged election.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the new book, ladies and gentlemen, available everywhere. Thank you so much for the time, and great job on that article you wrote that went viral.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
Thank you. All right. When we come back, I covered a lot of news the first hour, but I covered about 20% of it. I have got so much I'm going to get to, so much that I'm going to be covering. This first little tidbit... 60 Minutes calling for world government. Remember that doesn't exist, but now it's in your face. More on the Cloward and Piven plan to shut things down. More on Virginia and more on this BS that, CDC says actually that natural immunity is no good. Remember when the Surgeon General said that a few months ago? Well, this is more BS. We're going to be looking at that as well. Separately, we got great products and... it also keeps us on the air. And the globalists, as you see, are trying to shut us down. Instead of shutting us down, we're just going to get bigger. But we need your support. We've got so many great projects that are 8-9 months pregnant, that are about to be born to the world, that you'll soon know about. But it takes money to do it. So we're in a war, energize InfoWars, and get great products at the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, DNA Force Plus, everybody should be taking it for your body, your health, your immune system, cleaning out your cells, the antioxidant level. There's nothing like what's in DNA Force Plus. It's discounted. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, Living Defense 50% off, Winter Sun Ultra 12 60% off, even though Ultra 12 is getting close to selling out. Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for over 2 years because we couldn't get the ingredients. We got even better ingredients. It's an updated formula, even better, with chaga mushroom, with bee pollen, with the turmeric. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Bone Broth Formula, free shipping, 20% off. Also, Brain Force Plus, the amazing nootropic for good, clean, focused energy. I got to stay up all night on a special project. Boom, pop one of those at like 7 o'clock at night. Work really hard till 2, 3 in the morning. And then it's clean. I can go right to bed. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And all the supply chain breakdowns, understand, we have all these products in stock ready to ship to you. But stuff's getting crazy into the new year, so I would tell you all, get your products now. By the way, Storable Foods, last time this year, we're doing 10% off until November 15th. And then the prices are going to be going up next year. Get your high-quality Storable Foods in now and beat inflation. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.